stimulation for your brain. This is the Lisa Wexler Show on WICC 600 AM and 107.3 FM.
And joining us now is one of the stars of the Food Network, Aaron May, who's going to be at Mill River Park in Stamford this weekend on Saturday and Sunday. The first demo at 3 p.m. on Saturday, and the second one at 5 p.m. on Sunday at the Great Lawn in Mill River Park. He joins us now, Chef Aaron May. Welcome to the Lisa Wexler Show. Hello.
Hey, Lisa. Thanks for having me.
So listen, I got to tell you, I spent 12 minutes of my precious time this morning watching a wonderful storytelling video that you did on this USA Today network about your time at Camp
Menominee.
I love it. In Wisconsin.
Oh, what a great, that was a fun time telling stories with a bunch of other great chefs. What a great program they do over there.
I just loved it. Just so I was thinking about summer in camp. I spent my summers in camp at Camp Kinnikinick in Pulteney, Vermont. And so, Aaron May, just tell us a little bit about your love of food. Just give me a little synopsis of that wonderful story you told about camp. I just love that story.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, I mean, I have always had a love affair with food. I remember being a little kid and cooking with my grandma. She used to open the stove. And I would stand on the stove door so I could stir the pots on top, like I was that small. And it's just always been, you know, something I loved. I think there's something really genuine and great about seeing the joy on people's faces when you feed them, right? Everybody can connect over food. We all listen to different music. We all root for different sports teams. We all believe in different political parties. But you come around food and everybody can share and pass and be convivial, and I think food is like, you know, one of the great connectors.
I think you're right.
One of my stories about camp.
Yeah, tell me.
You know, we were up in this little tiny town in northern Wisconsin by the Boundary Waters, and we would all get together, and there was a very famous restaurant we used to smuggle cheese in. They had no cheese. You could only get a hamburger, so we would smuggle cheese in. Really, really funny. I mean, the whole story is pretty funny, but
And it was so weird to me because the one and only time I went to Wisconsin, I went to a place called Algoma, Wisconsin. All I remember was cheese. And I'm thinking, how could a restaurant in Wisconsin not serve cheese? What is that, some kind of political statement? Like, that's crazy.
Agreed. It's like, it's crazy. Literally in the dairy land states, they don't have cheese. It's obscene.
Yeah. I thought it was really nuts. Anyway, so Aaron May, so you're a big contributor to the Food Network. You've been on Diners, Drives, and Dives. And that's, of course, you know, must-watching in my house. My husband is addicted to Guy Fieri, everything he does. Tell me a little bit. I want to hear, Bill wants me to ask you, what was your experience with Guy Fieri and Diners, Drives, and Dives? Tell me about that.
You know, Guy came and did Diners, Drivers, and Dives at Over Easy. I think that was 2010-ish. And we had an amazing time and really just became fast friends, as they say. And ever since then, he's had me on all his shows. We've been doing lots of stuff. I mean, we actually just got to, I just spent the last 2 weeks in Sonoma filming grocery games with Guy. So, I mean, it's been an amazing experience. The guy is truly one of the most genuine, amazing people, and what you see on TV is exactly how he is. And I can't even begin to speak at how much of an impact he's had on my life and what he's done for me, putting me on TV, putting me on all these great shows, and really all the experiences I have, like coming to Stamford. It all really goes back to that first appearance on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives when Guy gave me, you know, a little bit of a spotlight, and now, you know, here I am coming to Stamford this weekend doing cooking demos and really getting to experience all of that and how I get to interact with the people, which is amazing.
So what are you finding in terms of, you know, because you're unusually connected with people, Aaron May, what kind of flavors, what kind of flavors and things are you finding nowadays to be most popular in terms of your diners? What are they liking to eat?
You know, I think that there's a little bit of a callback to, like, the classic flavors that really sort of sprung from that American food revolution, right? You think about, like, the 80s and 90s when Food Network first started and all these great restaurants. And, like, I'm seeing, like, spinach artichoke being a big flavor. Sun-dried tomatoes are coming back big time. Caramelized like candied bacon with brown sugar and vanilla and all these old recipes.
Oh, no.
All these old recipes. No. You're seeing all of it come back right now.
Oy. Too sweet for me. I don't do that. No, not for me. I'm basically a roast chicken girl, let's face it. I'm very...
Roast chicken, mashed potatoes.
That's it. Roast chicken, vegetables.
There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that at all.
Do you, Aaron May,
I mean, the simple pleasures of a roast chicken are underrated, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's my go-to meal. It's what I do. It's the thing that I do. $4.50 for 45 minutes, $4.25 for another 40 minutes, with 2 tablespoons of olive oil and every vegetable under the sun and lemon pepper seasoning, and it's always a win. Always a win. It never fails. That's it.
I love it. Lemon pepper's making a big comeback. It's in all the rap songs now, the lemon pepper wings.
Oh, yeah? Really?
You are very on trend right now with the lemon pepper. Lemon pepper is in, I think, every rap song out right now.
Oh, that's excellent. We're chatting with Aaron May. So you're going to be in Stamford. Do you get to Connecticut much?
You know, I used to do the food at the Connecticut Open when they used to have that up in New Haven. And I love Connecticut. I mean, it's such a beautiful state. I think when people talk about the tri-state area, I don't think they realize how beautiful Connecticut is. You've got the water, you've got these great cities, you've got all this great history. And I mean, I love it there. I was just in Stamford maybe 6 weeks ago with Todd English, doing some fun demos over at the Stamford Town Center Mall. And I know Todd was in Stamford last week at the Hey Stamford Food Fest, and I'm excited to be there this weekend. I can't wait to get like a real like hoagie, submarine, grinder, whatever you guys call them. You got all those great places there. And I can't wait to see everybody. You got the great pizza. Like, Connecticut is like a food wonderland.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that. I mean, I don't know. I'm from New York, and then I moved to Connecticut in 89. And, you know, to me, New York is still much more of a wonderland than Connecticut.
Well, there's no doubt. But I think the proximity has brought a lot of that great food.
That's true.
Right? You know, one of my friends on Food Network, Scott Conan, he's from Connecticut. He would say Connecticut, by far and away, has better sandwiches and better pizza than New York.
Really?
I agree. I'm saying he would say that.
Yeah, he would say that. Okay, well, listen, we all love to eat. That's for sure. We're chatting with Aaron May. So you're going to be in Stamford on Saturday and Sunday, 3 p.m. on Saturday and 5 p.m. on Sunday. What kind of demo are you going to do? Do you know?
You know, I do know. I mean, unless something takes a hold and I get whimsical about it, I think we're doing... So I'm coming from the West Coast. I'm bringing one of my favorite things, especially like daytime in the park. We're going to make Sonoran-style hot dogs.
Ooh, what's that?
So these great, I mean, all over Mexico. When you go to northern Mexico, you get these Sonoran-style hot dogs. And they're bacon-wrapped hot dogs with like a veritable cornucopia of Latin foods. We've got hot dogs, bacon-wrapped hot dogs on this beautiful, soft, pillowy Mexican roll with beans and jalapeno salsa and all this great aiolis and pico de gallo and cilantro and pickled jalapenos and, like, just this beautiful melange of Latin flavors.
Okay.
And then we're going to take, like, this little East Coast, West Coast vibe, and we're going to pastrami season shrimp and make pastrami shrimp sandwiches. So I'm going to take that great coriander, black pepper, pastrami seasoning. We're going to rub it down on the shrimp. We're going to smoke the shrimp. And then we're going to make like a West Coast shrimp po' boy with pastrami seasoned shrimp. So I've got
that's
my
an
great
amazing
friends on the Blind Rhino in Norwalk out there with me, and it's going to be
amazing.
A lot of fun.
Yeah, because shrimp is such a bland flavor on its own. It takes on the flavor of whatever it is you give it, right?
Exactly. Wow. It's like a beautiful canvas, and we're just going to paint like this pastrami picture on the shrimp.
Huh. That's pretty cool. That's pretty inventive, Aaron May. I'm so glad you came on the show today. Thank you so much for having me. I'm really enjoying the prospect of you coming into town with these wonderful demonstrations. And you have a tremendous personality on and off air. We wish you great success. Thanks for coming into Connecticut. There'll be a big crowd at Mill River Park on Saturday and Sunday for the Stamford Food Festival. Aaron May, thanks for being on the Lisa Wexler Show today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Pleasure. We'll be back tomorrow with more of the Lisa Wexler Show. Stay tuned for Norm Patterson from 12 to 2. And don't forget Paul Pacelli with Connecticut Today from 2 to 6 right here on WICC. We'll be back tomorrow behind the mic.